Luther wants to begin and start and end, as his stated purpose, with Christ, with God incarnate. And he says, if you want to know about the salvific will of God, it's not safe to go beyond the incarnate word, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you listen to what he says, and you look at what he did. And what does he say? He says that he wants all men to be saved. What does he do? He suffers and he dies on behalf of all men and continues to come to them with his word of salvation and his sacraments. And so he begins and ends with the word of God incarnate as he is displayed to us in the written word of God, the scriptures. And so he doesn't want us to go to what he calls the hidden God, the God that we don't know about, the God that we might speculate about, but that we have no real word to tell us what he's like. He instead wants us to stick with the revealed God, the God who reveals himself in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ as we see him in the Holy Scriptures.